Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
All right, it is time for us to get into our first conversation for this morning. As we speak with Dr. Mwale about raising our young boys, and we're speaking specifically about setting and achieving personal goals, right? And we know that this is an important part of any young man's upbringing. And we know also that success doesn't happen by accident, right? It requires intentionality. And that is what we're talking about this morning. My elder, good morning and welcome back to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Good morning. Thank you so much. How are you?
Doing very well, Elder. How are you?
I'm all right.
Thank you so much for joining us once again this morning. Now, we're speaking about goal setting and achieving for young boys, and whether it's pursuing a career, nurturing relationships, deepening one's faith, setting clear goals and actively working toward them is key. But how exactly does one stay focused and motivated? We're going to dive into the art of intentional living and how it can actually lead to a more purposeful and fulfilling life. So let's start with this, my elder. Why is it important to be intentional about setting personal goals, especially for young men?
Okay. This is a very important topic for young men, of course, even for elderly people.
Sure.
Setting intentional goals, or to be intentional about setting your goals, is very important because, number one, it gives clarity of purpose. It helps you define what you truly want to achieve, giving your actions direction and meaning.
All right, right. And so...
Number two...
Yes.
Oh, yes.
No, please continue.
Number two, setting intentional goals, or being intentional about your personal goals, gives you focus and you are able to prioritize what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And that is very important in order for you to achieve what you want.
Sure, yeah.
Then motivation. If you have clear goals, you have a sense of purpose, mm-hmm. and it's easy to work towards the goals. You get motivated to work towards something that you have set for yourself.
Yeah.
You are against doing something that you have not prioritized. You get motivated because in most cases, if you have not set goals, motivation is very difficult to come about.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. And would you say setting the goals in many ways is half the work done? Just setting the goal is so important that once that part is done, the rest seems to be easier to follow.
Yes, that's very true. Apart from that, measurement of progress also.
Yes.
If you have not set your goals, it's not easy for you to measure your progress, because to measure your progress, you must have set a target.
Yes.
Then you are able to say, this was my target. This is what I have achieved. This is what I've not achieved.
Beautiful.
Apart from that, there's also accountability.
Right.
You become accountable when you set goals. Because if you have not set any goal, you can as well say, I didn't set a goal. I think even if things have not worked, it doesn't matter. But when you have set your goals, you will become accountable. You want to say, am I doing this correctly? Am I succeeding or am I not succeeding?
Right.
Then there is also the aspect of personal growth.
Mm-hmm.
The process of setting goals and forward-looking helps you to grow because you have a good mindset if you are able to set personal goals, and you can grow action.
Beautiful, beautiful. And then how would you say...
Sorry,
please continue.
Okay, more than that, there's also improved decision-making. You make decisions in alignment with the goals that you have set. And then at the end of it all, there's also a sense of accomplishment.
Right. When you can see that the goals that you set have actually been accomplished, and you won't know that if you don't have, if you haven't actually set those goals, so you won't know that you've reached. So what I was going to ask you about faith, the importance of faith in terms of guiding someone to choose goals that align with God's purpose. How does faith help guide in that aspect?
Actually, faith can serve as a compass in choosing goals that align with God's purpose by helping you prioritize what truly matters. And you stay rooted in the spiritual values that you have as a Christian.
Right.
You will not set goals that go against the principles that are in the Bible because you are a faith person.
Yeah.
Sure. And in order for you to be in that mode, you need to seek God through prayer and also studying scripture. Scripture gives you principles that guide you in setting goals that we will not go against godly principles.
Amen. Amen. And I think it's so important also to have your faith as you're setting your goals, because it protects you from disappointment in the end. When you set goals that are in line with God's will, you are basically guaranteed of success in something like that. And to know that he's going to walk with you along the way to achieve those goals, right?
Yes, God is with you. And if something doesn't go right, you ask yourself a question, what happened? Because you are working with God, and God gives success. So if something has not worked and you know that you've done your part well, you will say, well, I think God knows what his will is in this.
Yes, yes. Beautiful. Now, what strategies would you say someone can implement in order to help you stay focused and to avoid distractions? Because we live in a world that is full of distractions. So how do we stay focused, and what strategies, what practical ways can we use to stay focused and avoid those distractions?
Number one is to clarify your goals. You define clear, specific goals, which you break into smaller, actionable goals, actually. So if you clarify your goals, it will be easy for you to stay focused. They have to be clear. They have to be specific so that you are not distracted when other things come in.
Yeah.
Number two, you need to create a structured plan. You set deadlines which are realistic for each task. You also establish a focused environment so that distractions are minimized.
Yeah.
If you work within a particular environment that is conducive to what you want to achieve, distractions are actually minimized.
Right.
Then you also need to use the time management techniques that can help you. For example, you can use the time blocking where you schedule specific hours for tasks and stick to them. You can also focus on the tasks that you can take that can take maybe 3 days to achieve, or you can have 2 to 3 tasks that you want to do per day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that, because it kind of shows that it shows the importance of the planning that you had talked about earlier, that this is not going to happen by accident. You have to have a plan in place of how you are going to go about achieving these goals that you've set, having, you know, the practical steps that on Mondays, this is what I'm going to do. On Tuesdays, this is the plan. And from this time to that time, I'm unavailable for anything else. This is where I've blocked out this time for this specific task. So I think that ties in very well to the intentionality behind going after these goals. Now, you talked about accountability, the fact that being intentional about setting personal goals makes you more accountable. Let's talk about that. How does accountability and community play a role in achieving someone's personal goals?
Okay. Accountability and community are powerful tools for achieving personal goals because they provide structure, support, and motivation.
Mm-hmm.
The community will support you, and then also there's motivation.
Right.
One thing that is important is commitment. When you share your goals with someone or a group, you are more likely to follow through because you have committed to others, not just yourself.
Right, right.
Yes. Apart from that, there's tracking progress. Accountability partners or systems help track your progress and keep you honest about your efforts. Then there's also feedback and reflection.
Mm-hmm.
If there are regular checkups, they will allow you to get constructive feedback, which helps you identify what is working and what needs the adjustment.
Right.
Apart from that, there's aspect of motivation. Knowing that someone will check on your progress can serve as a powerful motivator.
True.
To stay on track.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's
then there's also support and encouragement. If you are part of the community and they know what you are doing, you feel less isolated if things are not moving well. And there are people to pat you on the back and say, well, you will be able to reach your goal.
Mm.
They will be able to encourage you.
True.
And that builds your confidence and morale.
Very true. I just wanted to interrupt you there for a second. What about in situations, my elder, where someone might be part of a community? Maybe we've been, what's the word? We've been unmotivated together as a group of friends, or, you know, a group of brothers are just not, they're headed nowhere in a hurry. There's no direction, there's no purpose. And then you decide for yourself that you want to make a change. You know, sometimes you might not find that support that you're talking about there. You might find that the others want to pull you back down to be back where you've been. They don't support your growth. They might even take it as a personal insult, like, what, you think you're too good for us now? All of a sudden, you can't take our calls when we want to go and, you know, do something that's not really constructive or that no longer aligns with your goals. What does someone do if they're part of a community that doesn't necessarily want to see them grow? What happens in such a situation?
That happens a lot. I can give an example. Even with us who are working in the ministry, that happens a lot.
Okay.
You feel isolated. People are not there to encourage you. But what is important is, first and foremost, you have aligned your goals with God's will.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you get back to the word of God, I think it's in the book of Psalms where the psalmist says, if there is no one, then the Lord will be there to encourage me.
Mm-hmm.
The encouragement comes from the Lord.
Right.
You can still succeed. You can still go ahead with your goals if the faith element has not been removed.
Okay.
There will be resilience because you pray, you study the Bible, and the understanding that the Lord himself will give you success at the end.
Mm. Powerful, powerful. I love that. All right. So please continue. I interrupted you there.
Okay. So I was saying that accountability can also come through peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Peer pressure within a community can push you to form better and maintain focus on your goals.
Right.
Sure. That's what accountability can do. At the same time, you yourself have to be disciplined mm-hmm. and accountable to yourself. You may not have to depend solely on the community.
Yeah.
Because like you said, there are people that may not be there to support you. They may be discouraging you. And so you need to be accountable to yourself. And more important, you need to be accountable to God. Because mm-hmm. you know that the goals that you set, God is also involved in those goals.
Yep. Very true. Very true. Amen.
Sure.
Amen to that. Now, what steps can one take to celebrate progress without losing sight of the bigger picture? You know, it's very easy sometimes. You see, you've met a short-term goal and then you get comfortable. You start relaxing, forgetting the bigger picture, the ultimate goal. So how do we, what steps can we take where we can still celebrate our small wins along the way without necessarily losing focus of the grand scheme of things?
Okay. Celebrating progress, actually, while maintaining focus on the bigger picture, requires a balance mm-hmm. of, number one, reflection, gratitude, and forward thinking.
Mm.
You acknowledge milestones.
Yeah.
Identify the key achievements. And now you celebrate small wins. You have won. You celebrate that, but you need not to forget that there is a bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
That is just a small win that you have achieved.
Yeah.
And that win is supposed to take you towards the bigger picture.
Right.
Yes. So you need to have gratitude towards those that have assisted you to be where you are.
Mm-hmm.
You need to thank them, show mm-hmm. them appreciation.
Yeah.
Because if you begin to think that it's all about yourself, it's possible that you get puffed up and then you may over-celebrate and in the end you may lose focus.
Mm.
Also, you need to thank God, remembering that when you are setting your goal, you didn't eliminate the faith aspect.
Right.
So you begin by thanking God for enabling you to reach that milestone. And then after thanking God, thank the people that you have supported you in one way or another. For example, if you are doing a program at university, you are a student at university, mm-hmm. and then you have finished successfully your proposal, your research proposal, you have your supervisor who helped you, whom you need to thank.
Mm-hmm.
There's family that supported you. There are friends, workmates. More importantly, there is God. Doing that keeps you humble and then helps you to understand that it's not all about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's about other people also, and it's about God.
Amen. Amen.
And then you need to celebrate mindfully.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it proportional. You need to celebrate in ways that reflect the scale of the achievement.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't go beyond what you have achieved. If what you have achieved is small, the celebration should not be bigger than the achievement.
Right.
Yes. And then you need to stay grounded. What do I mean here? Mm-hmm. You avoid overindulging or losing momentum after a win.
Okay, right.
Yes, and then you need to keep the bigger picture in focus all mm-hmm. the time.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Because there's a target you have set.
Yes.
And you are not there yet.
Mm.
So that one should be, okay, this one is just taking me towards that.
Yes.
Again, if I take somebody back to school, you have done the theory part, you have successfully completed. The degree will not be given to you until you have done your research.
Yeah.
So if you have successfully completed your studies in terms of theory, you can celebrate, but the celebration should not be beyond it. What is expected of you, because you may end up failing to do the research and then you don't graduate. You don't graduate.
Sure. Yeah, it's very important. I think the principles that you've outlined there are definitely ones to consider. And like you said, don't let the celebration of the small win be bigger than what it actually represents. Because you've not yet arrived where you're going. You're still on the journey. How would you close this conversation for that young man out there or young adult out there who has a general idea, it's a vague idea or a vague plan of what they are hoping to achieve in life? Do they have to have all the answers, especially a young boy or a young man? Do they have to have the ultimate goal already figured out in their mind? Do they have time to think about it? You know, how do they go about figuring out what it is that they want to do and clarifying it, setting it in stone and start working towards it? What words of advice would you give to that person whose ideas are really vague at this point?
In the first place, I would encourage young men and young women to first and foremost seek God's kingdom.
Amen.
They need to, first of all, be sure of their relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
And then they need to understand that they are here on earth for a purpose. Their life matters in the eyes of God and in the eyes of others.
Yeah.
Then at the same time, not every person is able to figure out exactly what God wants them to do on earth.
Mm-hmm.
That comes with time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then if they are going to follow through a career or they want to do something, they need to ask themselves, if, for example, it's a career, why do they want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
And then pray to God, asking him to sort of explain to them what he wants them to achieve through the life that they have on earth.
Right, right.
Then the Holy Spirit will guide them to exactly what they want to do in life, because it's not about them, it's about God.
Amen.
Yeah. Beautiful. Personally, it took time for me to find out exactly what God wanted me to do in life.
Mm-hmm.
But with time, I got to understand that this is what God wants me to do.
Sure. Beautiful.
So, yes. So, if they feel compelled to do a certain thing and then they are at peace, then they can now set a goal for themselves.
Got it. Well, my elder, I think we can wrap it up right there for today. Thank you so much for your time. I think that what you've shared should be helpful to all the young men out there who have tuned in, who are listening, and also people who are raising or helping raise young men and boys to help them to clarify their goals, to work towards those goals, of course, with the guidance and leadership of the Holy Spirit. Thank you so much for your time, my elder. Have a wonderful day ahead.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day too.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.